I think I have to move quite quickly just to make one or two more points. This point I want to make is that in the last 25 years, new technology has arrived in banana cultivation, and this new technology is called tissue culture or micropropagation. That's a system where the meristematic cells of plants can be put onto a defined medium with growth hormones and nutrients, and you can get these cells to proliferate and produce lots and lots of new plants. And it's a brilliant new technique. As I say, it was discovered sort of in the 1960s, 1970s, and banana is one crop subject that is really very well adapted to this technique of mass production. And there you can see some plants that have been, they start off in sterile conditions, in jars, in a laboratory, and can end up ready for planting out in the field. And the advantages of these are that they are disease-free, they've been produced from a few cells, no pests or pathogens with them, and you can produce a large number of plants, very uniform in size, relatively quickly. I won't say inexpensively, but laboratories are now developing to mass produce these plants. And as I say, it's a new technology which is being adopted in many countries. There are two or three laboratories producing bananas like this in Uganda, for instance. So I put there as sort of one of the sort of, should we say, one of the triumphs, if you like, of science, and one of the new adaptations of new scientific methods. I'm going to move on here because we're really running out. Oh, whoops. What am I done? Sorry about that. I talked about the reason why we put plastic sleeves around the bunches, and I mentioned these microscopic insects called thrips. And I don't know if any of you are familiar with that, but this is brown staining on the ripened tissue. Is caused by thrips. You and I, probably most of us here, really think it really has no effect, and you're probably not interested. But in terms of quality, the big companies and then the supermarkets don't want to be dealing in blemished fruit like this. And so fruit that has this amount of staining on it normally would not go onto the market. Nothing wrong with it, taste-wise, but cosmetically, it doesn't look good. So the producers have to find some way of combating that, and the way they do that is to put these sleeves on the banana flower as it emerges. I'm going to move, but those of you from Southeast Asia, this is a similar sort of pet. This is a moth, the scab moth, and the larval stages of that cause this sort of scarring on the fruit, and I suspect some of you may have seen that. Again, has no effect on the quality, on the taste of the fruit whatsoever, but you may agree that cosmetically, visually, it doesn't look, it looks perhaps less attractive. I shouldn't finish the lecture really without just mentioning a disease called black sigatoka, which is a fungus disease which is devastating banana production throughout the world, and it's a disease that has spread from Southeast Asia and is now causing a lot of trouble everywhere, and it can only be controlled with fungicides, chemicals, and we don't really like that. Okay, I'm afraid I really probably ought to come to an end. I'm sorry about that. We are short of time. This gives an example. The fruit, after it's been harvested, goes into a ship and then has to survive in a green state at 13 degrees centigrade in a ship for 2 to 3 weeks till it gets to its point of sale. Such as, say, a market here in Bonn in Germany. Those are top quality fruit, as you'll see. Here, a market in Faisalabad in Pakistan. Less attention to quality there. I did take this slide several years ago, but relatively less sophisticated markets, if you see what I mean. And there's fruit in Egypt. My final two slides. In Uganda, in Africa, they don't necessarily eat the fruit all as a cooked vegetable, but they can actually make a drink from it. They make two or three drinks, but the final, the more potent drink, is a spirit. And by this was an on-farm distillation system. On a farm, this was a farmer's in a farmer's backyard. He was cooking ripened banana, which had been fermenting, cooking it up, distilling it, condensing it in his condenser here, and pure spirit was being dropped there into what looks suspiciously like a pesticide bottle or a herbicide bottle. And that was called Waraji, and they call it banana gin. Okay. And I think probably it's 2:55. I'm afraid we have to bow out at 11. I'm sorry, I've had to rush it.